That's number one thing. That's number one thing the coaches tell me to do. And you know, first off, you know, it's an honor to be back there. They put me back there. They have trust in me. So you know, I'm you know, going to do my best to get the ball in our hands. And you know, wherever we get the ball, it's in the offense's hands anyway. So they. And if I get you know, 10 yards after the catch, you know, it's going to give the offense, you know, an automatic first down. They got 10 yards from me doing that. So, you know, secure the ball first. Whenever I can get after that, that's positive.
So, yeah, the philosophy more is to make sure that you have it and get some positive yards
exactly.
rather than try and make a big play.
Exactly, yep.
I kind of asked you, you were named a captain. What was going through your mind when you first got that announcement?
You know what? I didn't even know that.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't even know that. So
there you go. You,
wow. It's an honor.
Said that you were.
Well, it's an honor. You know, I've been trying to do a good job of, you know, leading this whole summer. And me and the other guys, like, I'm sure Vandy and Ferentz, I'm guessing, are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I voted for him.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I'll put this way. You're the only one whose not name is James.
Okay, got you. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a great honor, you know, just to be, you know, with them guys this whole summer. And, you know, I even learned a bunch of things from them, you know, this summer about being a leader and stuff like that. So, like I said, it's an honor and I guess I'm going to walk in the complex and start thanking people.
Yeah, well, just now that you're kind of in that mode of, okay, you're in a game week, mm-hmm. How does that intensity change now as you, like, go through practices?
I mean, it's been changed, you know, for a couple of days. We've been focused on, you know, Northern Illinois, you know, for a couple of practices already. But, you know, you just want to get your mindset ready, and, you know, the preparation is key. You know, coach says, you know, he's not going to tell you exactly how to prepare. But, you know, every day you got to go in there, you got to watch film. And, you know, towards the end of the week, you got to know exactly what's going on. And use your time wisely. You know, at the end of the week, you don't want to have, you know, all these things you got to run around and do, like, you know, say, like, you know, classwork and stuff. Like, you just want to get it done early in the week and have a set schedule every week to have a routine so that when on the Saturday comes, you are ready to play.
How important is winning that first game for the season?
Oh, it's very important. You got to get off to a good start, get some momentum going into the season. And this is the first game you got to worry about, the first time you get to go against a, you know, a different opponent. And you know, after camp, you know, I think we're all going to love that. You know, just going against the same guys every day. So it's a new opponent, and you get to go out there and showcase what, you know, what your team can do.
Soldier Field, how about that?
Yeah, I mean, I was in Chicago, you know, for the Big Ten Media Day and got to see the Soldier Field. I never seen it before, but it's a nice field. I can't wait. You know, I'm excited.
NFL Stadium, though, I mean, does it kind of have a glow to it a little bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely when you play at a, you know, at a away game. Any away game is, you know, pretty exciting because you know that, you know, there's going to be fans there. It's always good to play away just because, you know, the fans, they make it, you know, way more exciting. But when it's going to, you know, Soldier Field, we're going to have a lot of Hawk fans there. It's going to be an exciting game.
Do you think it's beneficial considering Coach Ferentz talks about how you guys are such a young team, but in the past, you normally your first game of the season's here against a team that everyone's saying, oh, you should beat them, no problem. And now this time around, you're going into a place like Chicago.
Yeah.
You're going up against a team that's had relative success.
Yeah.
Do you see that being beneficial for these younger guys, like, to get that out of the way now?
I think it's beneficial for the young guys, but also us. You know, like you said, there's been past games where we come in, you know, there's games that we should win. We should, you know, possibly win by a lot of points. You know, this game is going to be a tough game, hard-fought game. And in the Big Ten, every week it's like that. So it compares to the Big Ten games. And like you said, it's a successful team already. They're a good team. We got to prepare well for them because, you know, we can't come out. Coach said the other day, you know, you can't come out and make a lot of mistakes and still win the game. It's not one of these games. They're going to be a tough opponent, and they're coached well, and they're going to be athletic.
I don't know how much NFL you are able to watch, but when you are able to, you, like, are watching the Bears, or Soldier Field gets brought up, and
yeah.
A lot of people say, oh, this is a bad playing surface.
Mm-hmm.
It's grass. Is that something, well, first of all, the grass, is that something that you see as a major difference as opposed to, you know, practicing on this regularly, mm-hmm. playing on this regularly?
I think it's just the way you know, obviously what cleats you wear. You got to change up your cleats a little bit. And, yeah, I mean, the coach said, you know, the last time we played at Soldier Field, it wasn't the best surface. And, actually, I did talk to Bernstein. He already played at Soldier Field, you know, in a preseason game. I asked him about it. He said, you know, it wasn't the best of surface either. So you got to prepare, you know, get your cleats right, and go out, you know, before the game starts, get your footing right, and just know that you got to have your feet underneath your hips, and you know, hopefully just try to maintain it the best you can.
Is that something that you find yourself ever thinking about? Or not necessarily with this game, but just any time you know you're going to be playing something different?
Oh, like a away game or a grass? I mean, it's not a big deal. You just, I think Coach does a good job of preparing us. And you know, if we're playing on turf, we'll play, you know, we'll practice on this turf sometimes. And if we're playing grass, we'll go out there on the grass. So I think Coach does a good job of preparing us and letting us know how the surface is going to be.